This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 256 for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures recover from earlier losses on Friday in a show of independent strength. With the final settlement, the March canola contract climbed $6.50 at $831.60 per ton, and the May contract rises $5.20 at $828.90 per ton. Support for canola is coming from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. However, there's pressure coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil. Meanwhile, soy meal is pushing higher. Gains in global crude oil prices have faded, and the losses are adding more pressure on vegetable oils. Ahead of the Stat Canada stocks report on Tuesday, the trade is forecasting good increases in canola, wheat, and the stocks of other grains. The next day, the United States Department of Agriculture will issue its monthly supply and demand estimates. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending January 29th are 346,000 tons, down 31% from the previous week. Canola exports bump up 3% at nearly 180,000 tons, but domestic use falls almost 40% at just over 179,000 tons. As the U.S. dollar gains strength, the Canadian dollar falls well below 75 U.S. cents on Friday. The loonie pulls back to 74.65 compared to Thursday's close of 75.12. The USDA says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to unknown destinations. Following a series of rains, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange pegs Argentina corn at 22% good to excellent, up 10 points on the week. Soybeans rise 5 points to 12% good to excellent. The exchange also says corn planting is almost 97% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Friday after a day of choppy trading. The March contract dips 2 cents at $15.32 per bushel. March soy oil gives up 1.88 cents at 59.06 U.S. cents per pound. And March soy meal adds $4.70 at $496.50 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday as the March contract is up 2 cents at $677.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract giving up 6 cents at $383.50. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago March is down 4 cents at $7.57. Kansas City March gives up 8 cents at $8.37. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March loses 4 cents at $9.20.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, February 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.